Dr. Sandra Kennedy has spent 40 plus years teaching on healing. As far as I'm concerned, without the teaching, percentage-wise, few people get healed. But she is the best teacher on healing that I know. And now she has a new book on the proven difference makers when it comes to receiving your healing. Sandra, you've been a guest many times on our show. You did the notes on healing in our Supernatural Bible. And I've heard this many times, but I don't know why it is, but something about the miracle you got on your mouth, it's you've got to share it again. It's too good for you not to hear it again.
Sid, thank you. And of course, I'm always honored to be here with you. And but it happened many years ago now, but my dog is the one who accidentally, I was sitting on the edge of the seat, the dog jumped up by the time I was getting up and jumped up and nose hit my face, closed its mouth on my lip, ripped off my lip from my nose almost all the way over to the side here. And I didn't know it, ran to the hospital. Long story short, they had to go in to have surgery that very night. They told me it'd take 3 to 6 surgeries before I would ever have anything to look normal. I'd never be able to smile again, never be able to see my teeth again. And of course, the shocking thing of all of it, Sid, was when I got there, they asked me where my lip was.
Oh, no.
I didn't know the thing was gone. It was horrifying. It was horrifying.
I would think so.
It was horrifying. Got home later and found it, of course, on the floor. But anyway, nevertheless, I never had another surgery. I applied the principles that God has taught me all these years and of the Bible and taking the Word of the Lord, put pictures up of me smiling, spoke the Word of God over myself, commanded the lip to move. Never, ever have had another surgery. No one has done anything to my lip except Lord God Almighty.
Now, did the doctor say anything about the healing?
Yeah, every time I'd go back to him, he'd say to me, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And he tried to get me to look at a book on cleft lips, and I refused to look at it. I said, I don't want it in my head. I want only pictures of me smiling and looking beautiful.
Your new book, Healing Treasures from the Word of God.
Yes.
Why?
Because I see that people do not honor the Word of God. People do not, and I see so many people that are not receiving their healing, and I personally think it has to do with, I know it does. The Lord said that people are hearing but not listening. People can quote the Bible. People can say back to you everything you go to say to them about healing. And it's just like rote memory. They just say things, but they're not getting the results that they should be getting. And it says because they're hearing and not listening. And if somebody really, really listens, a natural response to respond to that word, which would bring forth what God put in that word, would come forth. And so I said, okay, I want to do my very best to take the commentaries that you allowed me to put in your Bible, in the Supernatural Bible. Take those commentaries. They're written in everyday just kind of language so that you can understand what God has said and make the decision, this is the Word of God, this is who He is, and take that Word and be able to apply it and let a light bulb come inside of you. Make it so simple that you know, everything about God, you make a decision about it. Either you believe or you don't believe. You believe or you don't believe. And do everything in my power to let them see that God's not a man that he should lie, and make it as simple as I could to let them see the power of the Bible, of the Word of God, and then show them how to grab it and how to move in it.
Why is it that a few people get healed normally when people operate in gifts, but you believe if anyone, anywhere can get the Word of God into their spirit, it'll manifest and really hear it?
Yeah, I believe that. I believe the Bible teaches that. I believe there's nowhere, there's not any place that it doesn't teach that. The problem is that we read fast, we don't process it, we don't digest it, we don't let the Word find its place in us. You know, the Bible says He sent His Word and healed us. Jesus Himself is the Word the whole Bible is God talking to us, we don't let it find a place in us. We don't give it time. We don't think on it, meditate on it enough. I always tell people, don't try to quote back 50 scriptures to me or 25 scriptures. Find one that just lights you up. One like, well, dear God, and think on it and think on it and think on it until it becomes a reality to you that no one could take that from you. That it's like a gift that God Himself gave you this scripture, and no one can take it. When it gets in your knower, down inside of you, and you made it yours, you got it.
Now, you say we're in a new season. What season are we in?
The Lord told me, Sid, I'm not a prophet by any means. I teach prophetically. But the Lord told me that we were in a season of a great awakening and a great outpouring. And at that same time, He said to keep in front of people that He's coming back very soon. He constantly makes that part known to me. Keep telling people that I'm on my way back. Keep telling them to look for me. But yet at the same time, it's a season of seriousness. Get your life together. Make sure that you are not playing church. Make sure that you are not just a person who comes to church whose name's on the roll, but that you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
What is going to happen to people when they grasp these truths from this revelation teaching that Sandra has put together to the lies of the enemy?
Well, the devil, all you have to do is out truth the devil. See, I mean, the devil tells lies, so you just take the truth of God's Word and bring the truth of God's Word and throw it against his lie, and you out-truth him. And when people realize that the devil is a liar and that God's Word is the most powerful thing on the face of this earth, and they realize that they can trust God's Word, that God's people may act like nuts sometimes, but God's never a nut. You know, and God, what he did, he did. He's faithful. He's true. And if they begin to act on his Word, they will begin to see themselves walk out in these end days and be who God's called us to be in these end days.
Okay. Someone has been reading books by Kenneth Hagin and other people on healing, reading. And they've suffered with something, an arthritic condition, let's say, for 40 years.
Yes.
Is it too late?
Never. It's never too late. And always, if you would check your mouth out, see what you're talking, see what your mouth is saying, because out of your mouth, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so many times we set ourselves up and we say that God has to heal us and has to heal us a certain way. God does not have to heal us a certain way. God's in the healing business. He is the healer, but he doesn't have to do it my way. All I have to know is that what he said he did for me, he did it, and begin to act like he did it and expect God to make himself be known in my life.
Oh, we're willing to act after he heals us.
Yeah, but he says you start acting the minute you see his Word.
Now, I don't know about you, but I know it's time to release miracles. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Dr. Kennedy, what does God expect for us that really believe in signs and wonders such as what God's doing at your church?
Well, he gave three very specific things, Sid, and I wrote them down, so forgive my glasses, but he said he wants us, first of all, is that we are to guard the purity of his Word, that's what he's called us to do. That we are now to guard and to know that the purity of his Word will bring these signs and wonders forth. And we're back to what the book said, the treasure of the Word of God. Guard the purity of the Word. The second thing he said is that we are to feed on the bread of life daily. And as we feed on the bread of life, that in itself is almost like feeding the healing power of God that's in you and giving it energy to burst through the sickness inside of your body. Third is that he said, operate in the authority of the royal priesthood. That you and I, he made us priests, kings and priests unto him, and he is now in this season, above all seasons, expecting us to operate as royal priesthood, guarding his word, feeding his people, taking his word as truth and walking it out so that those who do not know him, those who don't know anything about healing, those who do not know anything about his signs and wonders, those who do not know about his love and how wonderful God is to us, it is our day, our time to be priests to the people. You know, in the Old Testament, the priests guarded the health of the community. And that we are to show forth his glory. And he's trying to show us over and over and over again that the times are upon us for his return. The times are upon us for his people to step forth like they have never done it in all of history to step forth.
Now no one can tell Sandra Kennedy that miracles are not for today. You've seen it all. Tell me just a few things you've seen.
Well, you know, we've seen three people who were dead, raised three people from the dead. We're talking about just here, not out on a foreign field somewhere, right. Just right here. We've had nine brain dead people who've come up. Mm. You could not name something, Sid, that we have not seen. Plus, we continue to see it on a daily basis almost. From all over the world, we get reports back that people's lives are changed and transformed just simply by the Word of God, taking God at His Word. And it doesn't matter how long somebody has had something. It doesn't matter to what degree they are.
But someone that's had something that they kind of, I'm going to live with this. So you have to pound the Word into them to know, no, you don't have to live with this.
Well, You just gave the sinkhole right there yourself when you just said that they had just made their minds up that they had to live with it. And that's the problem, is that the soulish area is sinking everybody. Your mind, your will, your emotions, how you think sinks you. And you have to get where you think. That's who we are called to be. We have the mind of Christ. We are called to think like God. Well, the only way I can think like God is to know what this book says, because this is God talking to me. So I have to change and start thinking, no matter what my body says to me. Remember, a symptom is not a sickness. Your mouth can turn it into one now.
Now, you list difference makers, and they're all so good. I wish we had time to list them all, but you can read in the book and listen to her CDs. But you said one of the most devastating dangers to the heart is disappointment. Mm-hmm. Explain.
You get so disappointed because, first of all, you set God up. He has to do it a certain way. Has to do a certain way. We can go back and look at Naaman and say, the guy with the leprosy, when he said, I could just dip my own self in my own river over there? Why'd I have to go down here to the Jordan? If he had not gotten away from his own thinking and followed the prophet was like the Bible. Had he not followed the directions of the prophet, had he not gone with the Bible, he would still be sick. But he had his own mindset. So we get our mindsets, and if it doesn't work the way we want it to, disappointment would automatically lead you into unbelief.
And people probably don't even realize it. If you have gone through heart-wrenching disappointment in your life, you've actually stepped into, if this is what I heard her say, non-belief. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk for a minute or two to someone watching right now that has just gotten a bad, evil report from their doctor. Talk to them.
Well, you know, an evil report is not the end of the road. An evil report is just what it says, an evil report. And what is an evil report? Opposite of what God says. Again, you have to come back. We're going back to the very beginning. You have to come back to what the Word of God says. If you don't know what God says, then you have nothing to stand on, and you're going to be like you're in quicksand. So you have to come back to the Word of God, Find out, make up your mind. That's always what God's waiting on us. Make up your mind. Okay, am I going to sink with a report? Yes, the report's true. I'm not saying it's not true. I mean, it may be a fact, but it's not the truth. The Word of God is truth. So you have to find out what God says, and then you have to make a decision between what the report says and what God says, and then you have to take the Word of God and put it on top and make it more powerful in your mind than the report. And then you have to stay with God, believing God, and your key, your warfare, is praise and worship. You begin to praise Him and praise Him. I mean, in the middle of the yelling and the screaming, I'm praising you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I praise you. No matter what's going on, you praise Him and you praise Him, and you do not allow the disappointment of not seeing instantaneous healing, because we want instantaneous everything. What we do is need to instantaneously make up our mind that our God is God. He's bigger than, greater than. He can't lie. If He said it, He would do it. He is on our side, and with our mouth, line up with the Word of God and just confess what He says over us, and watch ourselves so that we don't get down in the pit. And when you're in the pit, that means automatically you do not believe the Word of God, because God's Word does not put you in the pit.
Sandra.
Yes.
When you said faith is not the result of striving, what do you mean?
I mean that faith is surrender.
What do you mean by surrender?
When I finally surrender to the fact that I'm not trying to work up faith, because this is where people get in trouble. Mm-hmm. I just don't have enough faith. I don't have enough faith. Pray for me to have faith, because that's not how you get faith anyway. Pray for faith. No, surrender to the hand of God and to the Word of God. I don't know, I don't understand, but this is not me making God do something. This is not me and works causing this to happen. This is I surrender to what God Himself has said. And I surrender to Him, I give myself to Him, I trust Him, and my surrender and who He is, and my belief that He loves me and cares for me can bring joy into my heart that I am safe in His hands, and safe in what He said about me, and safe that He will take care of me.
Okay, it's time for you to surrender. I want you to say this prayer out loud, very important, right now. Say, "Dear God, I surrender every part of myself."
Yes.
"To Your Lordship."
Yes.
"I say that You are my Savior and my Lord."
Yes.
"I thank You that You shed Your blood to wash away all of my sins."
Yes, Lord.
"For which I'm so sorry."
Yes.
"But in Your sight, You have paid the price for my sins."
Yes.
"You paid the ransom, and yes, I am free."
Yes.
"And now that I am free, I surrender to You coming into my spirit right now."
Yes.
"I want to be one with You."
Yes, Lord.
"In Jesus' name, amen."
Amen.
Sandra, pray for miracles right now.
I believe with all my heart that anointing has been released for miracles, signs, and wonders to happen in your life. I believe if you just lift your hands and begin to praise Him with everything in you and thank Him, I believe that you'll begin to see the aches and pain leave your body. I believe tight muscles will be released. I believe that cancer will begin to shrink and dry up and get off of your body. I believe that hearts will begin to beat in rhythm in the name of Jesus. I believe there's not anything at any point, anywhere, fogginess of eyes, and no matter what's happening to you, ears will pop open, only because God's in the miracle business and you are in agreement with Him. Lord, You said in this end time season that we are in this great awaiting, You said that we are to have an expectancy of miracles, signs, and wonders, and that Your people should be moving out in them and seeing these things happen on a daily basis, not just here, there, and yonder. So, Father God, I ask that You just release Your power upon Your people. I pray that by faith they surrender, Father God, with expectancy in their heart to see You do things they've never seen You do, yet it's all over the Bible, that they just expect You to be the supernatural God that You are, with signs and wonders happening every time they turn to the left or to the right, that they see things happen that they thought they would never, ever see before. Things that are like dead-end things. This cannot be changed. Oh, yes, it can. We do not serve a dead-end God. And I release upon you today, with all of the authority of the Word of God, I release upon you the healing power of God, pushing out the darkness, pushing out the sickness, pushing out the disease, pushing out the tumors, pushing out all of the things that the demonic forces had tried to bring your way. And most importantly, pushing out tradition and wrong teaching that has come upon you and you have believed that God is not still in the miracle working business. Yes, my friend, He is. He knows where you are. He loves you. And may you receive what He has for you simply by opening your heart and surrendering to Him as your healer.
Two more words. There are people with pain in their wrist. The pain is gone. And in their hands, fingers, any pain you have in your hands, it's gone. And neck, it's gone. Prostates are being shrunk right now in Yeshua. That's Jesus' name.
Call now and get Sandra Kennedy's brand new anointed book, Healing Treasures from the Word of God, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Difference Maker, Supernatural Healing Truths. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9748. Dr. Sandra Kennedy is a powerful yet practical Bible teacher who has been training thousands of believers for decades on how to activate God's Word to receive their healing. Through Sandra Kennedy's book, you will understand that you have instant access to the supernatural source of God's healing power in His Word. Discover powerful healing promises contained in nearly every book of the Bible. Learn how to apply practical teaching and anointed commentary from Sandra Kennedy on each healing promise in Scripture. Transform the way you read the Bible and experience it as the miracle book. Pray to receive your own healing by using the powerful Scripture-based prayer for healing featured in this book.
Listening requires that you do something, a response. Hearing does not. If you really hear what God says in His Word, you really grab hold to the Word of God, all those precious treasures, those nuggets that are in the Word of God pertaining to healing, and once you get it on the inside, once you got it in your knower, honey, you've got it.
You will also receive Sandra Kennedy's powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Difference Makers, Supernatural Healing Truths. As you immerse yourself in this audio CD series, get ready to break out of the bondage of disease and into the freedom of abundant life. Through this teaching series, you will understand how to access God's supernatural power, healing, and life through God's Word. Discover the four absolutes that spiritual giants of the past held on to, plus so much more.
If ever there has been a time for you to step out and believe God, it is now. Signs, wonders, and miracles. These are the days that we are living in. It is the most exciting time of your life. Believe your God. He will be there for you. You will not be disappointed. What a God we serve.
Don't miss out on getting Sandra Kennedy's brand new anointed book, Healing Treasures from the Word of God, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Difference Makers, Supernatural Healing Truths. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9748. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9748 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.